This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to blast him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so that my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it, and
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Well, you better buckle up, Buttercup, because here comes 4 straight hours of mumble rapping. Okay, all right. Okay. No, it wasn't weird at all that my kid was just in here doing a radio show. No, nothing. Keep, move along. Nothing to see here. Just move along. I wasn't pacing outside waiting so I could get in here, like waiting for him to get out of the bathroom so I could take a shower or anything. Just totally normal circumstances here. Nothing out of the ordinary. Completely average, run-of-the-mill, fine. To put it in the show's vernacular, day today. Just fine. I'm fine. Hey, Bulldog, I love your show. How you doing? Fine. I'm fine. Not freaked out at all.
I believe it.
Nobody believes me. No, it's all good. It's cool. You guys sounded great, by the way.
Thank you.
I mean, you did. I don't know. Whatever.
Right.
I can't. How am I supposed to assess him? I don't know. It's not my place to. I don't think.
No, you'll work yourself into a stupor.
I don't think I can really do that. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. All right. It's here. It's Friday, and let's have a day. I want to have a day. Let's have a day. Something happened. It was very special to me. My 60th birthday was last Tuesday, and Mike, unbeknownst to me, lined up a pantheon of guests from the past and the present, many of our favorites, and at the last moment, like the last segment of the show last Thursday, Danny Gare called in, and I don't know if I said this on the air or off or even while we were talking to Danny, but, you know, I think I've said this many times. Some of you maybe know, maybe many of you don't. Danny was my favorite player and still is. He's my all-time favorite Sabre. Like, you know, there don't have to be rules. Like, he could be replaced by someone else someday. But, you know, it's hard to get past the guy that you love when you're 10, right? Like, you know, if you can remember and you can find his highlights, you can find him fighting Dave the Hammer Schultz and whomever else. I just loved Danny. And I said, again, I'm not sure if it was while Danny was with us or right after, but, you know, we're in the throes. It's July 1st, right? It's the day of free agency. Thank God Mike booked all these people so we didn't just sit in here and yell at each other about all the things the Sabres weren't doing, because we've done that for more than 20 years now on free agency day, and it's a very frustrating, maddening sort of day, sort of show to host. And Mike booking all of these people for us, and for me, for my birthday, really buffered it. So we're talking to Danny, and at some point it goes off in my head, like, this is how they get you. This is why July 1st is still so frustrating, because I love the Sabres, and I love the Sabres in part because I love Danny Gare, like my first favorite guy on the team. And, you know, obviously there's competition there. I wore number 4 and was kind of a big goony defenseman. So I like not that Jerry Cora was goony. He was a very skilled player, but a big tough guy. Most guys had to be tough to play in the league in those days. So I liked Korab a lot. And, of course, the French Connection and getting to know Richard Martin and Rene Robert to varying degrees. I never had a social situation with Gilbert. You know, there's competition there, the big redhead, Shoney, but Gary was my guy. Not that I was a little guy. I was a freakishly big kid. The first hockey picture that I have from playing mites out at Leisure Rinks for South Buffalo, I'm like, I'm like, everybody else is barely up to my shoulders. I'm just a freak show, right? So I didn't identify with Danny because he was little, because I was little. But his toughness, how he played, the scoring prowess, I mean, 50-goal scorer, and just would not back down from anybody, right? So since last Tuesday, we had that conversation with Danny, and I either mentioned that on the air or thought it, knowing I was going to be working today alone. This day was booked. Mike took ill yesterday in the afternoon and missed yesterday too, but I knew that Friday, July 11th, I'm going to be in here alone, probably a beautiful summer day, which it is, and I thought, you know, I would like to hear stories from you, the audience, about what lit the fuse for you, right? Like, what got you in to the point where you are, well, hopefully somewhat of a loyal listener to this show and content like this, a big sports fan, right? Whether it's Bills or Sabres or outside the market, whatever, maybe you didn't grow up here, but like, who is the player, the person in sports? Could be team sports, can be individual sports, doesn't really matter. I mean, I certainly expect to hear a lot of Bills and Sabres and have gotten very much of that on my Twitter feed. I'm also reminded of what a Yankee stronghold this market has been. I mean, it's a lot different now because like those games aren't just exclusively on here, but for a long time, when I was a kid, Yankees and Mets was the baseball that you got, and you didn't even get, you know, certainly didn't get every game or anything, but you got plenty of them, and the Yankees have always had. So I got a lot of Don Mattinglys from people of a certain age, including one of our guests today, who we'll get to in a moment. So I would just love to hear the stories, you know, if you can call us up at 803-0550 and share with us. I mean, I could fill the entire show with the Twitter responses so far, but that would be kind of boring because it's just me talking and I can barely read because I'm wearing these glasses because I'm too vain to not wear them and they're scratched up and blurry, but we're on TV, so I got to wear the glasses. So I can barely read my computer screen. A little inside baseball for you. You did not need to know all that. I'm exaggerating, but I would like to have this be a conversation because Twitter does not really allow for it's limited how much you can explain your choice, you know. Got a lot of gifts, which is cool, but I like to hear, you know, whether it was some kind of an interaction. I already saw one person in the chat on YouTube here before the show even started, knowing what today's content was largely going to consist of, saying, I got a stick from Paul Sear back in the 80s, and I remember Randy Burge teaching power skating classes or something at Holiday Twin Rinks years later than that. Maybe it was probably about 10 years later than that when Burge was around on the Sabres. And like that's kind of what I want to get as much of as possible. I mean, I realize many of you probably did not, as a 10-year-old, have a chance to meet Don Mattingly. So, you know, you don't have to have a meet and greet story. It's not a requirement. But like that's kind of the vibe I'm going for. Like, what do you have to say about why it happened that way? Couple of other things that I noticed on the Twitter feed when I posed this subject to you all, and thank you for the contributions. It's always, it makes me feel good at like noon or 1 o'clock when I put something like that out there and there's lots of feedback immediately. And conversely, doesn't feel so great if I do that and I get here at 3 o'clock and I look and there's like, you know, crickets. Like, maybe today's subject matter isn't what the people want. But I feel like I'm prepared for this to go over pretty well, given the feedback I've already gotten. Max Afinaganov. For people like, this is Sneaky Joe. Sneaky Joe, when he was our producer, now he's morning show co-host. I knew he was a big Max Afinaganov dog. I'm a Max Afinaganov fan. I said dog because I'm thinking about him naming his dog after Max Afinaganov. He and his wife Brianne have a dog, and its name is, I think, Finn, short for Afinaganov, if I'm not mistaken. And Joe was such a big, you know, he's maybe about the age I am when I got turned on to Danny Gare, when Max Afinaganov is on the Sabres. And I got a lot of that. And it's funny how like age skews it. Like I looking back at it now, I understood it while it was happening. Like Afinaganov was a very popular player on the team. He was never my favorite because I always felt like for all the flash and dash that there was, he often was a player that didn't really know how to play with his teammates. Like, he was so gifted and he would do amazing things and scored many highlight reel goals doing his own thing. But like incorporating the other guys is a key element of playing good team hockey. And I never felt like Max, either guys didn't know how to play with him or he couldn't figure out how to fit in with other guys. I mean, it's not like the story of his career or anything, but for that reason, I always felt like he was a bit of an odd, it just didn't really always appeal to me. And when I'm off the team or think he was a huge problem necessarily, but the flash and the dash by the age I am when he's, you know, hitting the beach here with the Sabres, I kind of was like, I don't know. It's a lot of noise that doesn't really amount to much to me anyway. So, but you know, for people who were 10 or 12 years old, when they started watching the Sabres and Max Afinaganov was doing what he did, that goal in Tampa against the Lightning was still one of the most incredible goals I've ever seen in the NHL. A lot of people gravitated to him. So anyway, those are just a couple of observations off the top of things that stood out from social media today where I posed this question. We'll get right to calls here in a second. 803-0550 is the number if you want to get in here with the story. We do have the next, after 3:30, like about an hour booked in guest-wise. Sam Padianovich, our buddy from Bet Sweats, will join us for his weekly visit. That's at 3:30. And then at 4, our buddy Matt Parrino from the Shout podcast. So a lot of Bills content coming up. And Perino's in this Mattingly camp I describe of, you know, growing up around here, Yankee fans, and Mattingly is the dude for him. At least according to what he shared on social media. So that's the lay of the land for the show. Other than that, we got lots of time to kind of stretch out and hang out and talk about this subject, you know, because I still have the St. Louis Blues roster open. Just saying, like, I don't know. I think after today I will close it. But I said that last week, and then I came back for the 4th of July, and I opened it back up, you know, just in case. But, you know, in lieu of a big Sabres-Bowen-Byram trade, let's talk about what got you into all this in the first place. Why you even care to turn on this show or any show like this on the station or anywhere else, whatever it is you pass the time with sports content-wise. There's something that lit the fuse probably for you when you were a kid, and I'm totally up for hearing those stories. 803-0550 is the number to get on board. Let's fire fired up. Mike is first up this segment and this afternoon on WGR. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Bulldog, how are you?
Fantastic, man.
First off, I want to congratulate you on raising your son. He is doing a phenomenal job. He really is.
That's nice of you to say. I appreciate the compliment, Mike.
That's a fact. I mean, compliment is great, but here's what made me become a sports fan. I'm going to start with the players, and then I'm going to give you a story that I think everyone on that will hear it will really like.
Excellent. Good.
First off, it's O.J., Ahmad Rashad, Johnny Bench, Gilles Perreault, and Randy Smith. Those were the ones. Now, here's the story. When the Bills were playing in a Monday night football game against the Raiders in the 70s, it was a Monday night football game. I was at the game with my father, with my father's friend who owned a bar, and with one of his kids. The Bills were losing the game by, I believe, 13 points with a little over 2 minutes to go. We were sitting close to the end zone, but it was on like the 5-yard line, about three rows up. I looked at my dad and I said, "Dad, let's go. It's over. We're going to lose." And this lady in front of me turned around, and she was a heavyset lady, and she looked at me and she goes, "Sonny," she goes, "the game isn't over until the fat lady sings." Now listen.
Mike, let me just interrupt you. How old are you at this time?
14 maybe.
Okay. It's very curious to me that you wanted to leave. Like, because my experience as a kid, like, I never, and my dad was the same way. My dad didn't want to ever leave anything early that we went to.
I got to tell you, I want to finish this story.
Yeah, for sure.
Because this made my whole life change. Even to this day, she said, "The game isn't over to the fat lady sings." Well, anyways, we ended up beating the Raiders. We're the only team to beat John Madden on a Monday night football game. We ended up winning the game, and Ahmad Rashad became the it was a come-out game for him. And now the lady turned around to me right at the end of the game and said, "The fat lady is singing." So for my whole life, I'm 63 now, Bulldog, and I played hockey against you in leisure rinks.
Mercy, when we were kids?
When we were kids, yes.
Wow, that's crazy. With that, we're 3 years apart. That's interesting that we would have ever crossed paths that way. But
well we did you took a slap shot from the blue line, and I got in front of it and stopped it.
How in the world do you remember that?
It ended up deflecting and hit me in the head.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I remember that.
Well, that Mike, that's a great memory, and thank you for the story. I really do appreciate it. That game is 1974 for folks who don't know it, and I happen to have. Well, I don't want to. I shouldn't give away why I happen to have like a paragraph on that game, but I'm helping with a project that you'll find out about in a few weeks, I think. But that game, 1974, it's week one, Bills and Raiders, seven straight seasons with no playoffs. This is a little paragraph that was prepared by the person I'm helping do this project. Buffalo reestablishes itself against John Madden's club on Monday Night Football. OJ is sidelined with injury. The lead changes three times in the final 2 minutes. Joe Ferguson hits Ahmad Rashad to take the lead with 1:56 to play, but Art Toms, it says, returns Jim Braxton's fumble for a touchdown, and then Rashad catches another touchdown with 26 seconds left to give the Bills the win. Also, footnote, George Blanda, the Raiders kicker, missed a 50-yard field goal as time expired. That's a part of that game that I had never ever heard. It's a Bills game from way back, you know, that it predates the 90s and the glory years, that stands out to a lot of people. You got to be, you know, the Mike's age or my age to remember it. I barely remember this game. I don't remember watching it. It might not have even been on TV because of blackout rules. But I've never known that there was a 50-yard field goal attempt, which in 1974, a 50-yard field goal attempt might as well be an 80-yard field goal attempt, I feel like. I can't imagine the success rate in 1974 on field goals of 50 yards and above. But they didn't even get attempted that much. I bet if this weren't like the final play of the game, that they would not have even bothered to try it. Because it just did not happen that guys kicked it that far. But anyway, cool one, very cool game, and a really great memory. Appreciate it very much, Mike. Joe is up next here on WGR. Hi, Joe. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Bulldog. How you doing?
Really well, thanks.
Good. In high school, the football coach always tried to get me to join the team and play be a lineman, and I just had no desire to do it. I watched him practice. And I couldn't deal with 2-a-days of them playing for 14 seconds every play. I skipped to after college when I'm road managing a band out of Rochester. For some reason, every Sunday, we ended up in this same bar. And they had football on. And it was when Steve Largent was going for the reception record for a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And it just stuck with me. And I just kept watching it and watching it. And then became a football fan. And now I'm a diehard Bills fan for the last 50 years or 40 years, whatever it is. And then 5 years ago, I think I landed on you and Mike. Well, I listened to Mike when he was in Rochester.
And all right.
Followed him to Buffalo. So that's my
awesome
deal.
That's and before this moment with Steve Largent, you were what, kind of casual about sports? Weren't as into it or what?
Yeah, you know, it was sort of a periphery thing. My father was a Yankees fan, so I kind of watched that. But in terms of football, it was like, who cared? But then Steve Largent, and it just grabbed me that this guy was going for a record, and I just had to keep watching to see what happened.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of fell in love with the game.
That's awesome. I love that it's someone outside of the region, right? Like Rochester, Buffalo, you know, you would think about the Bills or, you know, the Giants or the Jets or something more regional, maybe. There was always the one kid in school that liked the Dolphins because, you know, they were just going to try to be different. Or maybe they had an uncle that lived in Miami or something, whatever. We know you were just trying really hard to be that kid out there, if that was you. But Largent is just an excellent sort of, I don't want to say random, he's a great player. But just it's interesting that is what turned you into the football fan you are now. I like it, and thanks for listening. I'm glad you found Mike in Rochester all those years ago and that you've you know, continued to take us in. Yeah, Bills-wise, for me, you know, OJ is the obvious choice. That's the thing that got me, you know, cutting out pictures from the Courier Express and like box scores and just different stuff. I still have a scrapbook. I should find it. For all the times I say I still have it. I'm not 100% where, like, I'm not sure I could walk in a room and put eyes on it. You know what I mean? But I know it's in the house. 98% sure it's enough. There's a chance that Hurricane Mom at some point came through, but I don't think so. I don't think she would throw out a scrapbook on me. Anyway, not my mom, my wife, Mom. Anyway, I think you followed along. It'd be weird if my mom was coming to my house and cleaning it, wouldn't it? But for me, like,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Such as OJ was the maybe in the flashpoint, the star. I mean, 73 on 8 and 2,000 yards and all that. Bobby Chandler was more of the guy for me, even a little later than that. And I love how many people out there, at least on my Twitter feed, have the same recollection about Bobby Chandler and the sideline catches, and how if you grew up playing football on the street where there were curbs, you would you had to get feet in bounds. We didn't have review, but there were rules, and so the curb is out of bounds. So you'd like press your toes against the curb and turn and catch the ball and fall into the grass. That little patch of grass between the curb and the sidewalk was like the Chandler landing zone. And we would do that. Like, that was the most fun play a 10 or 12-year-old kid playing touch football in the street could possibly have in the 70s, I think. More for me than like running the line. I was never fast, right? So I'm not running past kids in my neighborhood. I often had a size advantage. So, you know, the odd Keon Coleman jump ball, like maybe I could win that. But mostly, like, throw it way out here. I'm big. Throw it out of bounds. I can lean, and ideally what you do is catch it as you're falling, right? So your feet are at the curb, and you're kind of using the curb to brace you, and you're falling. I hope the video feed is enjoying the theatrics I'm going through here. Catch the ball, sort of like how you would, you know, play catch on a boat or off a diving board on a pool. Like, I'm in the air and I'm catching the ball, and now I'm falling and I'm catching it. This is so cool. That was the Bobby Chandler play, and it was so much fun to do that over and over and over again that I would have to say eventually Chandler for me became more, I don't know, more impactful. More, I never could pretend I was OJ. Right, I was not fast. I was not elusive. I did not. It just didn't. Nothing. There's no nothing there for me. But leaning my toes against the curb and falling on the grass, catching a football, awesome. And a lot of you had the same experience, according to my Twitter feed, which is awesome. All right, we got a timeout here, and thank you already for the input. We will fire this up again later on in the afternoon, but right now, well, we're gonna get input on this subject from our next two guests. First up is Sam Panionovic, co-host of Bet Sweats with our buddy Joe Ostrowski. He's coming up, and then Matt Parrino at 4. So hang in there. Hope you're having a great Friday, launching into a fantastic weekend. I am the Bulldog. Mike Schope is away today. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.